Good evening, brothers and sisters, and praise to the Lord. And let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we are thanking and praising you for giving one more day in our life to come together in this manner. We are hearing so many bad news around the world, and so many our sisters and brothers are sick, and we are praying for the healing of them. Now we are looking in your word and give us the grace to understand the word and speak out legibly. Dear Lord, help us. For help is coming from above, and we are not looking at surroundings, but we are looking only you. Please help us in the days to come to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Today's portion is Proverbs chapter 4. I remember that the first day, first chapter, Brother Craig took that, and he said one thing. Proverbs is 31 chapters. Each day we can read each one, and we can, every year we can complete at least 12 times. It is a good idea that if we are reading that each day one chapter each, it is better to understand, and we will get wisdom too. We know that this chapter is written by King David, King Solomon. The key word is in Proverbs is wisdom. The ability to live life skillfully. A godly life is an ungodly world. However, is no simple assignment. Proverbs provides God's detailed instruction for his people to deal successfully with the practical affairs of everyday life. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, we read Solomon spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Our today's portion is Proverbs chapter 4. It contains 27 verses. Knowledge and wisdom is two different things. Like mercy and grace. In Colossians chapter 2, we read like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. Let me read that portion. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Who is that whom? Our Lord, our God. Because the originally wisdom is coming from above, just like grace. These both are from, we have to get it from God. We read in the grace also be from God, so we have to pray God for wisdom. In James 1 verse 5, we read like this: if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, to give to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So what a great idea, God. We think we got so much knowledge and wisdom, but the fact in our day-to-day life, we are dealing with not only the brethren and sisters in the outside world. Somebody will ask some questions and somebody asks for Jesus and his glory or something like that. How will we answer for that? Never know. Mere knowledge, it is not enough to answer for if they are not a child of God. We need the wisdom from above to talk with them. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Solomon calls on his sons to listen. Verse 1 and 2. But since God inspired Solomon to write Proverbs as scripture, then through this verse, the Holy Spirit is calling on children everywhere to listen. Verse 3 and 4, it is clear that then the Solomon expects parents to be the dominion moral influences and instructors of children. Their role is critical because nobody can replace them. Proverbs is a blueprint for skillfully constructing the life of a child. Solomon's father David instructed so many things how to deal. He did according to David's advice. Let us read a portion from 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. At least we will read 2-3 verses. First Kings chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his way, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper all that you do and wherever you turn. Dear brothers and sisters, when David was in the bed, he was about to die, he called his son. He was the king of Israel. And he called his son and gave some instruction. I always wonder how David led his life. In my opinion, he was no other kings like David ever lived in the earth, because he was so many problems and so many things he undergone. Before he was a king, he was a shepherd boy, and his life was very miserable. even though he loved God and sing for him. And he suffered so much. Even Saul, the first king of Israel, he tried to kill him. Even his son was trying to kill him. Nobody was with him at that time. He was running here and there, all the mountains and caves, and he was run away from his own land. But he was bold enough to follow God Almighty in his sight. And dear brothers and sisters, now, this Solomon is not like that. He was a peaceful man, and the country was so peaceful, and he is able to rule the people according to his will and wish and plan. Proverbs 4, verse 5 to 9, we read, notice, now Solomon urges his son to pursue wisdom and not abandon it. Wisdom is supreme. He says, so get wisdom. Verse 7 is telling Solomon would also say, if asked the process of becoming wise starts with the wanting to be wise. We can see that they would give some instruction to Solomon. Solomon also proceeded the same thing to his children. And the Holy Spirit is mentioning this Bible too, this Bible. All the children should go. All the children should study what wisdom is in the Bible itself. And not only for Solomon's children, Solomon initiate that one. So our duty, the parents' duty, is to cherish our children and admonish our children and instruct our children wisdom through our experience. Whereas cherish wisdom like a husband is to cherish his wife, and the wisdom will honor you. Chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, we read like that. Chapter 4, 10 to 13, accepting godly wisdom from one's parents can help you live long. When you walk the path of life, wisdom can keep you from getting tripped up. It helps you see things the way they really are, with the spiritual insight. There is no much explanation. When I read this chapter 4, it is self-explained. This is not much comment about it. If you read it two times, then you will understand what it contains. Verse 14 is saying that like this, parents must exhort their children to pursue wisdom and avoid evil. In Psalms 1, chapter 1, Psalms 1, verse 1 is a good advice to all children and young and old. Keep of the path of the wicked and pass it by. Especially Psalms 1 is very familiar with me, and when I study the Bible first time, when I was 5.5 years old, I was with my grandmother. I stayed in my father's house. There was no electricity. He got the kerosene lamp. In front of the kerosene lamp, grandmother opened this Bible and showed me the Psalms 1. I don't know how to take Psalms 1. I don't know that much ability. I don't know anything about Bible, because yes, every day prayer and songs are there. Somebody will read the Bible and hear that one.
I bent down and like that. But I never read the Bible. So my grandmother opened this Bible and gave this portion. Unless I read this one, I cannot get the dinner. That is the problem. I want to eat something and sleep well, but grandmother sit with me and read through. Help me to read it. So the first word, what is that? Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Dear brothers and sisters, grandmother is not that much educated, but she showed me the first way. This is still I try to obey that. Our way is different than others. Our way is better than other ways. I believe that those who know the Bible, we have to walk according to the word of God. We have to talk according to the will of God. And we have to do something with the help of God. And this is the word, because I never forget that word, because I study the first in my life, the words is Psalms 1 and 1. Chapter 4, verse 15, when we see the highway leading to hell, turn the way and lead a life according to God. Sometimes with our friends and we are, when we are walking this road, when we reach nearby that thing, when we understand that is our duty. So Solomon is telling her, turn away from there and go back where we come from. And never go forward. That is the instruction Solomon gave to us. 16 to 19. Protecting evil, practicing evil is the daily life of the wicked. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. Psalms 4, verse 4. Be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your hearts, on your bed, and be still. That is an instruction given to us. Sometimes we, after the dinner, we are going to the bed. After the prayer, we are going to the bed. Immediately, we cannot close our eyes and sleep. We will think so many things, what happened the last day, and what happened early morning is coming, what is going to do. And these things are happening, and sometimes the real things and the evil things will be come to our minds. So we are thinking and we are going far away from the Lord. So the psalmist is telling, be angry and do not sin. Meditate with your heart, own your bed, and be still. The path they walk in the darkest gloom, so that they don't even know why they do what they do. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20-27, there is a small command. Instructing our children is an ongoing responsibility. Our heart is the source of life. Nothing in your life deserves more constant care and attention than your heart. What you speak, what you look, where your feet take you, that all decide by your heart. So whenever whenever we
take some decision. Maybe sometimes there is no friends, there is no elders, or sometimes we take the decision. That decision should be come from our heart. I remember one day my father passed away, and I was in a big trouble, and there is problem. I don't know which one is, which way I want to go. My older brother is not there. My younger brother is not there. Because I don't have anybody. I don't believe anybody. That's why I was so in trouble. So when I remember in the night time, I want to ask somebody what to do for this situation. So I immediately remember my father's first cousin. He studied with him from first standard to the intermediate or something like that. And I remember him. And I early morning, 6 o'clock, I went there in his house and asked. I called him, Dad, what I want to do for this is the situation. So he's an old man, and he was every day. He was a Christian and he was a believer, and he told me, son, you go like this and do like this. Sometimes somebody will oppose you, but don't mind. You go forward. God will keep you safe. So I agree that with that one, and I go according to his words. And finally, I was once again. That is my life game. Because our heart decides what we want to do. Whenever we are going to do some evil things, first of all, our heart will tell, don't do that. Then the evil thing will be crumble us in our mind. Then again we are thinking, why should I not go for it? Again our heart will say, don't go for it. Finally, the evil things, Satan will push our mind, and we will maybe go to the evil thing. But remember that first time, when you are going to do something wrong, your mind will tell, your heart will tell, don't do that. Obey that first advice from your heart and do according to the God's will. God, we bless you and bless us. So this is the way I studied this one. Then one more word I am telling to you. And Matthew chapter 12 verse 34. How can you be evil? Speak good things. For out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. This is the word from our Christ Jesus. What our heart says, that we will speak out. Be careful about our hearts. We keep our hearts safe. Then let His name be glorified.